السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a beautiful mashallah Wednesday morning, part 2 between 11 to 12 on the bliss of marriage. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, my beloved respected senior Alamatul Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. 0847863132, that is our WhatsApp number. International overseas countries +27847863132. Well, today is the 2nd of Rajab, definitely 1441, which is also the 26th of Feb 2020. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad. Before we welcome him, let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Company. And let's welcome our engineer, Brother Tobela. Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وعرفات جزاك الله خيرا.
Somebody says, Ya Ustad, that they need some advice and nasiha for you. I'm seeing the message right now. It says, Mufti Sahab, getting to the point, how do I tell if my beloved husband is gay? He only has male friends and enjoys their company. Suspicious wife, Ustad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously that you are the wife and you will know whether he is fulfilling your conjugal rights or not. If the person is gay, Allah forbid, then normally he will not be interested in his wife. He will be interested more in his so-called partners and so forth, Allah forbid. So my advice to you, you should make shukr that he is having men friends, male friends, and not female friends. So that will then really destroy your marriage. So anyway, you know that he's fulfilling your conjugal rights. So continue making dua, Surah 25 verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O beloved Allah, grant us our spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Read ya wadudu and the asma'ul husna, the wonderful 99 names of Almighty Allah abundantly. Almighty Allah will grant you Jannah, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif and Tirmidhi Sharif.
Ustad, somebody says giving the best of yourself to be dumped for another. Anonymous Ustad. Giving the best of yourself to be dumped for another. I want him all to myself. I am a human and we human don't like sharing our men with others. Mufti Sahab, do I let go or fight for what is lawfully mine? Sharia, Ustad.
You must remember, sister, I don't know what are the circumstances. Our bliss of marriage questions are one-sided, and we don't know what is the other side. Hence, I will mention both sides of the scenario. The way I understand your question is such, that you are married to your husband for 10, 15 years or so. Maybe you have 2, 3, 4 children, and you were the only wife. Thereafter, your husband went and took a second wife. Now for him to take a second wife, the Quran Kareem states, Surah 4, Chapter 4, Verse 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. If you fear you cannot do justice, then only one wife. So if he is doing justice, one night, 1 week, 1 week, then remember you cannot have a legal ground of complaining and a valid ground for complaining. But if he's doing injustice, he's only by the new one and forgetting you, neglecting you, abandoning you, so obviously that is haram. So that is one scenario. Second scenario is this, that whilst he was married to you, he struck up an illicit relationship with the spare wheel, with the mistress of his. Then when he was caught, now he speaks about no second wife and sunnat marriage. So remember, in a case like that, if he committed adultery, then and it is punishable by death in Sharia, and there are no two opinions on that. There's unanimity consensus according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah for adultery, that is, people are married and they commit the crime of zina, it is the death penalty. And if it is fornication and they are not married, then 100 lashes in public. This is enshrined in the noble Quran, Surah 24, chapter 24, verse 2. The third scenario is that, remember, that you just feel that, no, your husband must be exclusive for you. He's trying his level best to bring about justice and so forth. There was no illicit relationship, and he did things the proper way, and then he's financially able, capable also. Then also, you do not have valid grounds to complain. So, sister, it just depends which category and which one of them you fit into. So you can't just be applying the Sharia selectively for yourself. That also is being selfish and unacceptable.
Sister says, Jazakumullahu khairan, Ustad. Let's go to Maputo. There's a sister says, please read my entire question out to Mufti Saab. It's urgent. Often we are the ones who forgive, yet we are the ones who, although are right, are deemed the evil ones after doing good and going out of our way to please our partners. Enough is enough, respected Mufti Saab. It takes two hands to clap and not only one hand to slap. She wants to know, Ustad, guide us and give us words of inspiration to break the bond between good and batil. Violence gets nobody anywhere and doesn't get things done. Abuse mentally and physically should only come from Allah. Yet Allah is most merciful. Who are we, respected sister from Maputo, Ustad?
I don't really understand your question. The way it seems that your marriage is, there is some violence involved and maybe some wife battering, assaulting and so forth. So if that is the case, obviously you should report him to the police. And remember, no wife has to endure.
So she says violence and cheating.
So you must remember that no wife has to endure that the husband is beating her up, assaulting her. You should then report him to the police for assault and for violence and so forth. Then on top of that, he still goes and get busy with other lady or ladies and females. So he cheats as well, but he wants you to stay in the marriage. So you should look at your options. Your first option will be you can request a talaq and a divorce. Second option will be you go to your ulama. You have many ulama there in Maputo, Mozambique. Some of them I know personally. So you go to them and you apply for a fasakh, annulment of marriage. So all these options are available to you. Third option you want, that maybe there are innocent ma'asum children involved. So therefore you want now to reconcile. So that also, remember, is an option. So we can only suggest the options to you. You are the best one that you should decide. Do you want the talaq? Do you want fasakh? Do you want sulah? Sulah is reconciling between you and your husband. My suggestion will be that you reconcile with him, but with conditions. You tell the ulama to write down these conditions and say that you, the wife, Jamila, Zainab, Fatima, Aisha, he, your husband, you understand, Zaid, Bakr, whatever his name is, that if he cheats again, automatically a talaq will take place. If he assaults you again in future, automatically a talaq will take place. And whatever all these type of clauses you want, and both of you sign, the alim signs, and in that way there, so then you can, inshallah, try and save your marriage. And he knows, if he does any of these things here, then a one, two or three talaqs will fall. You discuss it, and in that way there, that you also will be safeguarded. So that will be one option that I will really advise and recommend and suggest to you.
I see Mrs. Adrian apologizing to you, Ustad, that she could not interact with you this morning on our program, Safina Tuil Al Jannah, but she's listening to you. That's what she says here. She wants to know from you. She says, dear respected AK, everywhere you go, you only hear divorce, divorce, divorce. She says, dear AK, I have a suggestion. Can we start or make it compulsory in school to have 12 years of marriage classes before we get married? So when we marry, we will be qualified to handle the most stressful of marriages. What's your opinion on this? AK, we start.
Okay, sister, there's no need to apologize. As long as you are listening, it's fine with us. And our aim, as I mentioned to you in the early part of the morning, 5 o'clock, is to educate the Muslims and to propagate the true Islam to the non-Muslims. And we feel very, very happy when you interact with us, Mrs. Adrian. I really do appreciate it. And may Almighty Allah, the Supreme Being, guide you and show you the right path. Now, sister, I don't think that you are aware that how Islam functions when it comes to a nikah, a marriage. I'm just giving you an example for all intents and purposes. I don't have any children, right? So now that I have a son, for example, and Maulana Arafat is a daughter. So my son is 25 years old, Maulana's daughter is 22 years old, 21 years old. They both say they want to get married, and now we both are happy as well. My son, Maulana's daughter. So fine, the venue is set, the time is set, everything. So now I am performing the nikah, the marriage ceremony. So we read certain verses. Those verses are from the Noble Quran. Each one of them has to do with taqwa, true piety, Allah consciousness. That is the real foundation and the basis for a happy marriage. When we imbue and inculcate within ourselves the love of Almighty Allah, the love of Mustafa, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, within the inner recesses of our heart. But what happens today is this, people have bombarded with Hollywood, the women are busy with Bollywood, the men are busy with Hollywood, the children are busy with Robin Hood, and you see that taqwa, that piety, which was supposed to be the basis for a happy marriage, is eroded till it disappears. Your suggestion might work to a certain extent only, sister, Mrs. Adrian, that education, whether it's 10 years, 8 years, 12 years, so that is immaterial. But the thing is this, they all know the do's and don'ts, but they always feel they'll get away because the vices are so glorified today that in the movies, in the books, in the associates and friends they keep, he had an affair with his best friend's wife, he had an affair with his neighbor's wife, she had an affair with him, and so forth. Allah forbid, God forbid. So my sister, education itself in Islam does not work. Education with that real love for Almighty Allah, real respect for Almighty Allah, and the fear for Almighty Allah, all that must also be within the inner recesses of that person's heart. Then only will you find a stable, a honest, and a loyal, dynamic society. Otherwise, you take, who in South Africa doesn't know stealing is a crime? But the stealing increases right from the top to the bottom. Who doesn't know that adultery, fornication is a crime? But daily it's increasing. So every day you hear weird stories. This person is involved, that person is involved. So all this happens. So it's not just because of lack of education. We must remember is we need to instill and inculcate that love of Almighty Allah and the love of the Messenger of Islam. And then that will, inshallah, motivate, inspire us not to commit these crimes, because we know tomorrow is the day of reckoning and we have to stand in the divine court.
Allahu Akbar, well said, Ustad. I hope Mrs. Adrian recorded that. Shukran for giving us your question, Mrs. Adrian. Somebody says here, this brother is from four ways. I'm reading the question, Ustad. Move to some my wife next and next. Can I put up a notice in the classified, wife for sale? Any suggestions on how we men must handle neck bags? That's why fishing was created, respected Ustad, so we could have the weekend away from the neck bags, Ustad.
You must remember that, sister Mrs. Adrian, that Maulana Arafat used the Arabic term. He told you shukran for the question, which meant thank you. So you should remember this type of terminology. We use it sometime. Brother, remember that is a two-way. Marriage is not one way. You are just looking at the faults of your wife. She's nagging, nagging, nagging. I give you three examples. She wakes you up Fajr time, and she wakes you up two times, three times. You say, just now, just now. You call it nagging, but Islam calls it a mercy, that you must be thankful, grateful that your wife, remember, is waking you up for prayer, for namaz. So second one, that your wife tells you, come, it's lunchtime, it's supper time, and second time, third time, but you busy with your TV, you busy with your cricket and soccer, you busy with your phone, sending WhatsApp, Allah alone knows to who, you call it nagging. But you must remember, your wife is right. She can't be waiting for you every day because you are addicted to your TV or addicted to your phone and so forth. Third example, she is telling the children they must do their homework, they must sleep early, but you want to be in the good books of the children. So remember that you say that, yeah, you're nagging. So my brother, remember in life, you must look at things holistically from all perspectives and not selectively. So remember that there's a foolish thing to say that because fishing is there, so you can run away. So you must remember to run away from the problem does not solve the problem. Islam says you must solve the problem and not run away from the problem. So you must remember if your wife really is going overboard, then you must not speak to her for 6, 8, 10 hours one day. And then you will see things will come back. But you also have to play a proper husband's role. So you must remember, many a time our wives are calling us, nagging us, but they are right, and we, the husbands, the men, are in the wrong. So therefore, we must thank them for that nagging, and they are doing amal bil ma'ruf, nahy anil munkar, which is the distinction of this ummah, to command the good and forbid the evil.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. I see Ma from Newcastle says, she says, better, I really like that question of Mrs. Adrian, and she wants to know, she says, better, you must be married with our Fatima, maybe for 15 years, 20 years, and you people had ups and downs, but how come you people, alhamdulillah, you'll stick it out, today's children, quickly, divorce, this is Ma from Newcastle, Ustad.
It's double that amount, Ma, with Allah's mercy, Allah's blessing, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, is more than 40 years. So, mashallah, my Fatima, myself, with Allah Ta'ala's help.
Ameen.
So, Allah, is only Allah's mercy, Ma. It's not our intelligence or piety or whatever. It's only hadha min fadli rabbi. The problem today, Ma, is this, and I'll be very, very honest. When I look at the Muslim Ummah, South Africa, overseas, in my travels and so forth, that you must remember the parents are bending backwards to accommodate every whim fancy of their child. That child might just cry, I want the cell phone, yeah, take the cell phone. Thereafter, 1 year, 6 months, he cries, I want this watch, I want this police station, what PlayStation and whatever station, take, here's it, here. So we're not sharing our love with our children. We are buying the love of our children. Because the father wants to play golf, the mother wants to go shopping and run around. So remember, dump the children in the crash. All these are un-Islamic things. Where the father is working, the mother is working, the children are left in somebody else's care. Islam wants you, the mother, must stay at home. You must bring up the children. There must be bonding between mother and child. There must be bonding between father and child. So today we give the material things. I call this the C syndrome. What is the C syndrome? We gave them clothes, we gave them cell phones, we gave them computers, we gave them CDs, we gave them cash, and when they grew up, we gave them cars. But the real C, the main C, we did not A, B, C, we did not give. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Tirmidhi, Ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan. The greatest gift, O father, mother, you can give your beloved children is good character. Who today got time? Ask the father today, any Muslim father. You put 100 of them, 1,000 of them, 80% will fail the test. When last did you speak heart to heart with your daughter? It's just dictation, dictatorship, make me a tea, make me this, do this. That is not parenting. Remember that. And when last did you, O mother, speak heart to heart to your son? You just tell him, make your bed, keep your room clean, do your homework, do this. So it is that. So the children, instead of coming closer to the parents, they find much more joy to go to somebody else's parents, to go to their friends. So it's a both-way thing. You must remember this, that the parents are shirking their responsibility and the children are disrespectful, disobedient, like you cannot believe. But because we have spoiled them, in our time, if father said no, it's no, no negotiations, finish. Mother said no, it's no. But we are influenced by the Western influence. We are Muslim, but in our mind we got kuffar mentality. That is the truth. I'm telling you. This is Allah, the thought process. The thinking process is just like the non-Muslim. So you must remember that. That's what I mean. That we have the kuffar mentality. And that is that we, instead of saying Islam is the best, in our minds, in our hearts is embedded that we say and think that West is the best and white is right. So we want to mimic them. We want to have their value system. Just today, I answered a question. A sister writes to me and says that I'm in madrasa, I'm learning and so forth, but my parents have threatened me that next year you must go to varsity or college or high school or whatever, because if you don't go, then we will disown you, we will do this. Now you see, those parents have become shaitan themselves. You should be making shukr that your child today, that in this day and this age wants to study Islam so she can teach Islam to thousands, hundreds of people. But because you, the parents, your life is only revolving around the dollars and rands and cents and money, so therefore you threaten your own children like this. So we must remember the problem comes from the parent side, and then it comes back to the children, and then you find that the divorce rate will spiral out of control because both parties are not fulfilling their obligations.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 28 minutes after 11, you are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage. I see Ba says here, Mufti Saab, very true what you are saying. We need the podcast, inshallah. Please send it to us, Maulana Arafat. And Ba is saying here, Mufti Saab, please make dua also. Our daughter is in the same scenario. We didn't know what's wrong with our son-in-law. He is just on drugs and he's a bad temper person, Ba. What must I do? Our beloved daughter, Ustad. Ba from West Bank.
Yes, Allah Ta'ala make everything easy for you wherever you are. You must remember the three things, this morning's podcast, and every day in the morning we have 5 to 5 nowadays, 5 to 5:25, the Q&A. So every day starting today, inshallah, we'll send out the podcast. We're getting too many requests as well.
Ameen.
And second one is this, that this podcast also, my brother Tobela will organize it, then we'll send it out, inshallah. So inshallah, this afternoon you will receive everything. You see, my brother, wherever you are, in South Africa, overseas, whatever, we need to be honest to ourselves. If you want to solve a problem, be honest. So it was your beloved daughter. ABC person came and he proposed, right? So when he came, his parents came to propose. What was our criteria? 90%, 80% of the time that when we speak of what is the selection criteria, we look at finances. My daughter must be financially secure. You will hardly find a girl or a girl's parents asking that does this person read Salat? Is his income halal? Which ulama do you have contact with? That is right, nothing to do on the list. If it is on the list, it is right at the bottom end, right, instead of being right on top. So we have made that a non-priority. The priority is what is your wages and thus and so forth and so on. So, did we do our homework? That we phone people, that how is this boy? I give you my own example. I told this family that don't give your daughter to this boy because he's on drugs. This is many, many years ago.
Allah.
But still they gave, and they gave it just because of money and what have you. And now today, this divorce, these ma'asum children involved, they look at me, they look down, because now they know they're guilty, they thought I'm talking nonsense and so forth. I got nothing to hide to you. I'm giving you my honest opinion. So you must remember, though, so we many a time, so I'm just speaking generally. So anyway, now your daughter is in this mess. They might be children. So now what options do you have? I'll be honest with you, Ba, that I've been to so many rehabs and so forth, Muslim, non-Muslim. And I tell them, be honest to me, you're charging 20, 30, 40, 50,000 rand a month they charge for the rehab. It's so much they charge. So what is your success rate? They will tell you our success rate is 15, 20, 25% maximum, not more than that. So imagine you're paying 20, 25, 30, 50,000 rand a month for the rehab, but your success rate is 25%. So they keep on relapse. They go into relapse. So if their son-in-law is such that he doesn't want to listen, he wants to continue with that bad habit and so forth, so it's best you tell him, you know what, that this wife here, our daughter, you give her talaq and release her. And if you don't want to do that, then remember, you go to the ulama and you apply for a fasakh and annulment of marriage and so forth. And third one, if your daughter feels strongly that no, she will stay in the marriage because they are innocent children, that's meritorious, it's good. But remember, then she will have to monitor that husband like a hawk and see he has to sever all his ties with his bad friends and bad elements and so forth. And then they have to start reading salat properly and they must start ta'aleem in their house. So all these positive things they must do, then the mercy of Allah will descend and they can save their home, save their marriage, save their children. But I'll be honest, the chances of that happening are maybe 20, 30, 40%. The majority of the time, these people who are addicted to drugs, they definitely go back, although they'll come back from the rehab clean, but after 1 month, 6 months, 3 months, that craving gets the better of them and they go back. Allah have mercy on all parties.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen, thumma, thumma ameen. I see brother Farooq, mashallah, loves listening to Merkaz Sahaba from Lanesia. He says, Mufti Saab, my sister is in the same scenario and today I blame my parents. I'm 51 years old and her husband is also heavy on drugs. We don't know what to do, Mufti Saab. Today I bite myself. Why did my daddy give our sister to this guy? Maybe because of wealth, brother Farooq Ustad.
Yes, remember my advice to all of you. Don't mention, you can mention your name, but don't mention the place, you know, because sometimes then people come to know who you are and so forth, from which place. You can just say Farooq or Muhammad or whatever, it's fine. But don't give the place and all that for your interest, you know, because it safeguards you. Yes, you must remember Allah alone knows. Allah Ta'ala give your father Jannatul Firdaus. I think he passed away. That's the impression I'm getting. So whatever decision they made, but you now, you Farooq, brother, what can you do? Your father made a mistake, but you can see your sister is going through difficult times. So as a brother-in-law, that just biting your teeth and so forth is not going to solve the problem. So the solving the problem is three ways. You have a heart-to-heart discussion with your brother-in-law when he is really sober. And you speak to him and ask him that what are you doing? You're destroying your life, you're destroying your wife's life, you're destroying your children's life, and all that for that 1 hour, 2 hours of madness where you go into ecstasy and you start dreaming, you are flying and all these type of things. And look at the bill that's coming to you because for your tablets and whatever, how much you have to pay. And then you go for medication, rehab, how much you have to pay. So look at how you have become the brother of Shaitan, Quran says. Surah 17, verse 27, Innal Mubazirina Kanu Ikhwana Shayatin. So that's the second issue. Third issue, you tell him, if you're not changing, you're taking your sister away. So you take them away, not for divorce. You say, Dad, it's holiday time and you must clean yourself up. If you don't clean yourself up, then you're taking your sister away full time and so forth. And you, he must pay for the maintenance of the children and so forth. So you need to be cruel, to be kind sometimes. So you must remember, just biting your teeth is not going to help, my brother. You need to become proactive. And in the long term, he, if he really comes to his senses, then he will thank you for the bold steps you took to intervene to save his marriage and your sister's marriage. That is obviously du'as and all that in its place, but we're living in dunya. Dunya is this world, and it's called Darul Asbab. You have to use the permissible means at your disposal to save the marriage. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Islam says, human being, why non-Muslims have progressed so much? Look at the effort, the struggle they make. We Muslims, you go to Muslim countries, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, the shop is opening, and then they say, don't work that way. You look at non-Muslims, with it, party time come, they are wine, dine, swine, they do the best according to them. It's haram, we know that. But the work time, they are working. And we Muslims, work time, we want to play. So you must remember, that is the result you will find. Because dunya is such, the one who makes effort, Allah will show you the results of your effort in this world. So that is what Quran is teaching us here. So you need to do something positive as well.
I see Brother Salim and Brother Shakir from Canada say that you're making their mommy cry this morning. And she says, why our daughters are going through all that, Mufti Saab. But Ustaz, before you, inshallah, going to answer that, let's go for an ad break. When we come back, inshallah, my beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners of Markaz Sahaba, stay tuned.
The voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Ya ibn Adam. حملت في بطن أمك لم يسمعك أحد وجاءك الطعام في بطن أمك لم يقدره إلا الله خرجت من بطن أمك وحاربت الله جل وعلا لو ضاقت الأرض عليك بما رحبت لن تجد إلا الله وأقسم بالله لو ذهبت أينما ذهبت لن تجد إلا باب الله جل وعلا ستغسل لوحدك وستكفن لوحدك وستدفن لوحدك وستترك لوحدك حبيبي.
You are listening to مركز الصحابة.
19 minutes to 12, you're tuning in, listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah. Well, Jama'a, my name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatim, my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. It says here, dear Mufti AK and Mulana Arafat, there are so many so-called Islamic dating sites. Are these permissible? As a revert, it's not easy to meet a partner, dear Mufti Saab. Please advise. Allah bless you and Molana for all your efforts. It is much appreciated. Jazakumullah. Sister Naila from Lower Zambezi, Ustad.
Jazakallah khairan, my sister Naila. And you know, we highly, highly appreciate all of you who send in your queries and questions. So this is a three-part question, that today they have different websites. You will get shadi.com and you will get date sites, and they'll put Islam. You see the problem, Sister Naila, and the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We need to be honest. Today, Islam is commercialized. Every second person wants to make money out of Islam. So if they put their date line, everybody will attack them, and criticize them. So put Islam there first, Islamic date line. And then, I don't know all these things, but I know what's going to happen. They will write there that we consulted this Maulana, this Mufti, the Sheikh, and they gave us the guidelines and so forth and so on. All this is haram and not permissible in Islam. You must remember that, because what is happening, they will charge you a fee, they will tell you it's costing them money, that they must contact this person, and you must contact this person, and so forth. So by the time that you finish up, you will have to pay them some fee or whatever you. Even if it is gratis and free, still also is not permissible in Islam. So when we move away from the teaching of Islam, then always you must remember, then we will have big problems and invite greater problems. That's one side. And second thing is this, that now you, sister, why are you looking at people? You should look at Almighty Allah's mercy. Look at Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you study their profile, you will find 50% of them, 60% of them, 70% of them, majority of them were people who embraced Islam. But they understood Islam thoroughly and properly. That when the time came to get married and so forth, they did not look at the complexion of the person, or they did not look at the wealth of the person and make it a priority. They looked at the piety and character of that person there, and that is how the mercy of Almighty Allah descends. So you must connect yourself to Almighty Allah daily. I'm giving you prescriptions now. My sister Naila, from today, and today is Wednesday, and you know after Zohar, the Salat get, the Duas get accepted. Imam Bukhari has mentioned in Al-Adabul Mufrad, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, whenever I encountered difficulty in life, I used to wait for Wednesday afternoon and make special dua. So you, my sister, after Zohar, you read 2 rakat special Salat, and read the Duas. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurra. And then you read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, and say, Ya Allah, you know what is khair for me and the best for me, and you give me someone who's good for me in this world and for my children to come, and in that way we go together in the year after. You have a house, the house becomes a home, and the home becomes Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, and serenity. So that is what you need to do, so you need to understand. And remember that, don't put your homes on too much materialism. This is where the whole mess comes in, that you will find that in our Maimon culture. And I don't know if you're aware of this Mawlana Arafat. This now Mawlana Arafat will say he wants a Maimon wife, you understand? So anyway, so in our Maimon culture is this, Maimon tradition. So I have a daughter, right? So now she's marrying that person, whether marrying a Maimon or a Surti or Gujarati or Urdu or whatever. Say, don't worry, that as far as the bedroom goes, all that, I will pay for it. So now everything is paid for by the father, the girl's father. And so forth. So already you're putting the son-in-law in the lap of luxury. So when he now is running short, he will say, you can just tell your father, he can organize it. This custom is permissible, but is not something that needs to be encouraged. Indeed. We must remember that. Because from day one, your emphasis already goes and focus goes. We must remember on the material things. The couple, you must make them go through little bit some difficulty, and then when they gel, they go through little bit difficulty, then they will become gel together, and then when the ease comes and so forth, then you appreciate much more in life. Like this, there's no appreciation. Everything is there on the plate. And then they make kufran un ni'ma. They become ungrateful, unthankful, and sometimes become garjamai. And they just start making the father-in-law a milking cow. So all these things you need to take into consideration.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see the sister from Johannesburg says, Mufti Saab, the sister is right from Zambezi, and this is how it works. I was paying 5,000 rand for my son who's 38 years old, and I paid the second month as well, and the third month. I see they're making money scheme of this dating sites. 5,000 rand, Ustad.
You see, I told you.
Ya Allah.
Just put Islam there, and then again, you got a milking cow. So you must remember this type of things here. And people will say that, no, let me just pay. Maybe they'll get somebody. Why you want to rely on this haram dating sites? Allah is telling you, ud'uni, call me, Allah, beg me, astajib lakum, I will answer your du'as. So how we all got married? I just saw my wife next day. I said, we're getting married, finish and glass.
Allahu
so Allah. You must remember these type of things. But you want to go. There's a road Islam showed. But she said, no, I don't like that road. I'll take the long cut. And the long cut got 101 potholes. You know, South Africa, how many potholes we got. So you must remember that. That is what you are doing in this way.
Udu'uni astajib lakum. Respected Mufti Sahab, I am married for 5 years. I can't handle my husband. He works day and night and says, who's going to put the food on the table? We are not wealthy, and I understand what he says. But I do need a husband, Ustad. My hubby has 2 jobs, and we just make ends meet, Ustad.
You must remember, tell your husband, he must learn time management. In Islam, the night time is for the wife and the children. Daytime, he must go and work and so forth. And he can't be saying he's working day and night and so forth. And when he comes home, he's tired, retired, and now he's exhausted. And whatever difficulties he experienced from his boss or the clients and clients or whatever, now all that frustration, the events, his anger all on you and takes out all that frustration. So what good is all that? So your marriage will become a stale marriage. There will be no glitter, there will be no love, there will be no laughing, there will be no embracing, because husband now is he haven't got time. You must remember these type of things, even to embrace you properly and to show love to you. So you need to teach him what is that Islam. Islam is hukukullah and hukukul ibad, to fulfill the rights of creator and creation, not only one way. So this is the mistake your husband is making. He must learn time management. If he leaves one job and he goes and look for another job, so remember, Almighty Allah will make his task easy, provided that he reaches 5 times salat on time, provided that he looks after you. So all these things will fall in place. But when he tramples on the Sharia, then we are turning away the mercy of Almighty Allah ourselves.
Ustaz, the sister wants, she wants a small advice. She says that she is in a big dilemma. She's in a mess because she got married via going this dating sites. And she says, can I sue that person that organized me, my husband, Ustaz, and can I expose this person on social media because she's going through hell? She got married via this dating sites. Ustaz, anonymous sister.
You must contact the dating sites and tell them that the wrong they are doing, you're going to expose them and so forth. You don't have to sue anybody or anything. You must just say, this is what you did to me, and you deceived me or misled me or whatever it is and so forth, without exaggeration. Whatever is the true facts, you speak of that, and that you put on social media, so that's fine. But once you start lying, making propaganda, so that's wrong. So you must say, this is your experience, and therefore, from your experience, you want to save the other daughters of the Ummah and so forth and so on, not to go to these people. Now today we learn something new. That's we don't say all, but these dating sites, you must remember, some of them are charging 5,000 rand a month. So now what? This is a big money-making gimmick, obviously. So you can make, if 12 people contact you in 1 month, you made 60,000 already. So imagine these type of things. Your expenses are 6,000, 10,000, and you're making net profit of 200, 300% profit. So is that right? Obviously, it's not right. So Islam is, we must become the khadim of the people, serve the people, not pocket the money of the people. So sad to say that today 90% people will make this Islam, this Islam, this Islam, commercialize Islam. But end of the day, the aim is to enrich yourself and enrich your family, and they use the name Islam. That is an indictment, remember.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 9 minutes to 12, I see my very good friend Luqman. He says, Mufti Sab, today you're hitting on the nail. It's happening around South Africa, all over, this dating sites. Allah save us, Allah save us.
The other times I'm not hitting on the nail, I'm hitting on the hammer, my brother.
He says, lol, Mufti Sahab, lol. Ustad, there's a listener here, and I don't know if it's a he or she, he says, I have a mistress. Should I tell my wife about it, Ustad?
So when you have a mistress, first of all, we must give you the death penalty because you are married and now you meet your mistress in the hotel and then you do everything you want to. Do you know what it is? that you are guilty of adultery and the death penalty must come to you. Whether you tell your wife or not, you must remember Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will humiliate and disgrace you. Wa may yuhinillahu fama lahu min mukrim. Tomorrow you will get AIDS. Tomorrow you will get sexually transmitted diseases. See, I show you one thing. Today I sent it out. All of you, every day with Allah's help now, I'm getting so many people, brothers, sisters, please put me on your group. Please put me on your group. I understand what they're saying, that they want to receive all the information. So Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah. So today I sent it out. And these are all non-Muslims. And they're saying that if this coronavirus carries on like now, whether in Iran or Italy, whether in Algeria or in China, whether in any country it goes on and on, then remember the time will come in this year 2020 that 60% of the population will be affected with this virus. They said in China they are cremating, they are burning the people and the mortuary so that the public must not know what really is happening. 100 million people dead and what they are speaking about. So can you believe one virus came and is sending the stock markets in nosedive, is affecting the flights, is affecting everybody. You just see a Chinese guy and then you want to take a U-turn and run away. Yesterday I had tafsir in a, I have a lecture tafsir in that. So one brother told me, you know what? I was in the lift and one Chinese guy came. I just took my daughter. I said, come, we have to get off on this floor. The floor to get off was someone else. So see how Allah Ta'ala is punishing everybody now. That what difficulty people could experience. So brothers, when you lead a sordid lifestyle, what's going to happen to you, brother? وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. That you got your wife, she's halal, but now you find your mistress, because you treat her like a prostitute and give her money and what have you, so she will do things for you, so Allah will disgrace you, then nobody can honor you. And remember, you lose your wife, you lose your children, you lose your business, you lose everything for that few moments of so-called joy. That is what you should understand. And the death penalty is applicable.
Allahu Akbar. 5 minutes to 12, I see Brother Fahim from Four Ways. He's 69 years old and he's a retired person. He says, Muftah, I just want to know from you, is your heart ever soft? I see you a very hard man. You call a spade, you take that AK and you blast it. Like, well, I can answer for that. Ustad stands for the haq, for the deen of Allah. Ustad, your answer, Ustad.
So you must remember that softness is in its place. You must be soft with your wife, you must be soft with your students, you must be soft there. But when people are involved, my brother, in drugs, they involve in having extramarital affairs, they involve in violating, playing with the Sharia, left, right, and center. I ask you, brother, 69 years old, right? Inshallah, it will never happen.
Fahim.
Fahim means that you're an understanding man. I don't know you. I ask you one question. Your father, your mother, it will never happen. They on the ventilator, they on the life support, and that nurse in ICU must come every hour to check. They go and mess around, and sometimes it happens in South Africa. For 4, 5, 6 hours they don't come. And now the condition of your beloved father, mother is deteriorating. What will you do? Will you be firm or will you be, no, we must be soft. What you will do? So remember, the Sharia is much more important to us than our own parents. The Islam is more important to us than everything else. It's the only thing that is our distinction. So therefore, we must remember this ummah's unique feature. Quran says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas." You are the best of people. Why are you the best of people? Almighty Allah took you out for the benefit of humanity. And you are the ones, ta'muruna bil ma'roof, that you must command the good, wa tanahuna anil munkar, and you forbid the evil. So Almighty Allah made that the distinction. So that is chapter number 3 and verse number 110. Don't worry, my brother, we're very soft. But when it comes to Sharia, then we're very, very firm with Allah's help.
Somebody says, anonymous, salams, Mufti Sahab. Why do men take advantage of their wealthy wives? If the husband lives in the wife's house, shouldn't he pay rent to start?
So why you don't pay rent? He's paying her in cash and kind. So you must remember that he's fulfilling all his rights. She knew she's getting married to a pauper. She's getting married to the Maulana. She's getting married to somebody. If she came from a millionaire family, so and she agreed to marry this person, so why complain? He is paying you in cash and kind. He gave you mahar, and nighttime he's paying you in kind or daytime. So what complaint you got? You can't complain for that. You must remember that. Best thing is that you must invest your money and then start using it for your children and so forth. Otherwise, he's going to inherit 25% of everything when you die.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, Mufti Sabin Mulan Arafat, just want to know between Hamza, Yusuf and Zaid, which one of these is best to keep for a baby? Jazakallah for a very informative program, Mufti Sab.
Remember, we are speaking of names. So both are excellent names. Hamza is Sayyidu Shuhada, the uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah say the greatest martyr. Hamza means a lion and means bravery. So you have a brave person. And Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, you know chapter 12 is Surah Yusuf, a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. So mashallah, you keep Hamza or you keep Yusuf, or if you want husband, said Hamza
Zaid.
Or Zaid or Yusuf or whatever it is. So if you can't come to an agreement, give both names, no problem. Hamza, Yusuf, Hamza, Zaid, whatever it is. But my advice, choose one name, and whatever the wife says, give her the honor and say, oh darling, that I give you the opportunity, you name this handsome, beautiful son of ours. Okay, next up, we're going to Brother Yusuf Ali with the 12 o'clock news. Thereafter, we join our brother Alpha Senkosi with the current affairs, 12 to 1. 1 o'clock will be Adhan. Then 5 past 1, inshallah, we will conclude and complete Surah Al-Adiyat. And today we start with verse number 8. So 8 to 11, inshallah. 1:30 to 2, Surah Naml, chapter 27, verses 35 to 40. Then 2 to 3, inshallah, our Sheikh Zakaria. 3 to 5:30, my brother Yusuf Ali, inshallah. 5:30 to 7, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub from the Durban studio. 7 to 7:30, the tafsir you will hear today of Surah Al-Adiyat, the repeat of it, inshallah. 7:30 to 8, inshallah, will be the Mawlana Yunus Patel, Rahimul Advisors, and we will have, mashallah, the medical file between 8 and 9 tonight, inshallah. Brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan will be hosting, and tafsir time I will tell you who the guest is. So inshallah, medical file between 8 and 9. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ustaz, my Azim from Newcastle asked Yusuf Ali and Mufti Sab the Ramadan timetable. Ustaz,
when you guys... inshallah, we will send it out sometime in Shaban. It's only Rajab started now, kalam ha. Just now we send it out in Rajab, then Kala bully jai. So Kala will forget about it. So we'll send it out in Shaban, inshallah.